8:30 on the clock. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. First order of business is to announce posting the Open Meetings Act on the east side of the wall, east side of the building, a room, if you will. Attendance by observation, Setzer, Byers, Lytle, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, and Juergens.
Whoa.
Went the other way this time.
Mixed it up.
Like that.
Next thing on the agenda is approve or disapprove the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve the agenda as presented. Second item is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next item is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items related to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, we'll move on. Next item is to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 3 through 6.
You have to see them?
Yes.
I would move they be approved.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Lytle to approve, and maybe I would just ask Kathy to read those, just the amounts, just for the record, so we've got.
Number 3 is for $136.62. Number 4 is for $136.62. Number 5 is for $134.72. And number 6 is for $134.72.
Thank you.
Basically, all we're doing there is transferring. It's a person that had buildings on leased land on somebody else's property. And so they came in, and it's taking it out of one name and putting it in another. So there's no tax amount that really, I mean, that shifts. It's just that we had to change names on them because improvements on leased land do not have deeds. So we're just taking it out of one person's, putting it in the other. So you're really not losing any tax at all. But in order to make it legit, we have to do it this way. So it takes 4 corrections to do that.
We have a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? Thank you, Patty. Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve tax correction slips. Patty, what do you have for us today?
Basically, we're just working on valuations. Wymore and Beatrice are the two cities we're working with right now. About done with Wymore because it was over with the sales that we had as far as our ratio of 92 to 100%. And then we're also going into Beatrice and narrowing it down to what homes would be considered over. We've got a query system where we can go in and see, you know, what's sold and what type year built, you know, 2 stories versus 1 stories. So we're working on that. Like I said, all of our values have to be in place by March 19th. So that's basically what we're working on now. Still working on the ag land also. What we do is a trial run, then after we get our values set, and my liaison, we plug them into a computer. He looks at the ratios up at the state level, and then before it goes to the Tax Equalization and Review Commission, if we have to critique it or whatever, then we have to do that. So we work pretty good, the state, and you know, it's just nice to know that it's good that we have a good relationship now and that they put that in place for us so we don't get called in. Because then by, we send notices out in May, and I believe it's in April where they give us a report card on all 93 counties as to whether we're statistically in line with everything. So that's kind of what we're doing now. Homesteads will be going out in February. So anyone that was 65 as of January 1st of this year needs to call in and see if they qualify. We always have an ongoing list, but for any of those people that turn 65 as of January 1st, they can call for a form. So those will be going out in February. Personal property went out last Friday. We are going to again ask for the depreciation schedule. So that's basically all I've got.
Okay, thank you, Patty. Anything else for the good of the Gage County Board of Equalization? See none, then we will adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:34.